News. I'm Ben Thomas. In Kentucky this evening, Governor Andy Beshear.
At approximately 5:14 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, UPS flight 2976 from Louisville, Kentucky to Honolulu, Hawaii, an MD-11 with three crew members on board was involved in a catastrophic crash here in Louisville adjacent to our airport. UPS will be releasing more facts as available.
Beshear says at least three people killed, 11 injured.
Oh, I believe that number is going to get larger.
The first major election day since President Trump returned to the White House has started well for Democrats. Former Representative and CIA case officer Abigail Spanberger winning the governor's race in Virginia, defeating Republican Winsome Earl Sears. And Democratic State Senator Ghazala Hashmi has won the Virginia lieutenant governor's race. New Jersey, the only other state electing a governor this year. Polls closing in New York City, where voters are electing a new mayor. In Pittsburgh, Democrat Corey O'Connor wins the race for mayor. Mayor Andre Dickens wins re-election in Atlanta. And Lisa Dwyer reports.
The FBI is continuing its personnel purge, forcing out additional agents and supervisors tied to the federal investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The employees were told they were being fired. Then those plans were paused after D.C. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro raised concerns. Now those agents have been fired again. It's a continuing trend to push out numerous senior officials and agents involved in investigations or actions that have angered the Trump administration. The FBI Agents Association says that an agent simply being assigned to an investigation and conducting it properly within the law should never be grounds for termination. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A sandwich as protest?
Jurors heard opening statements Tuesday in the federal trial for a man who threw a submarine sandwich at Customs and Border Protection agents in Washington, D.C. Sean Charles Dunn says hurling the hoagie on August 10th was an act of protest. He became known as the Sandwich Guy and a symbol of resistance for D.C. residents to President Trump's law enforcement surge in the Capitol. Assistant U.S. Attorney John Perrin told jurors everybody is entitled to their views, but Dunn's actions crossed a line. The government's first witness, Agent Gregory Lairmore, described how Dunn yelled and insulted agents who were standing in front of a club hosting a Latin night. Lairmore said he could smell the onions and the mustard when the sandwich exploded against his chest. Defense attorney Julia Gatto says it was a harmless gesture as Dunn exercised his right to speak out. The government originally tried to charge Dunn with felony assault, but a grand jury refused the indictment and the case was brought back as a misdemeanor charge. Jennifer King, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.